Let's just thank Him. We bless Your name. Say, we thank You for the cross. We thank You for help made available through the cross. We thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You. Thank You, Lord, thank You. Thank You, thank You. So I cherish
the old rod and cross. Till my troubles,
till my troubles at night.
I will live.
I will live.
Okay.
and worship him. Let's just thank him. Thank you. Our hiding place from the storm of life. Our protection from the place of life. Our help in times of trouble. The one that says you will not be put to shame. Can we just tell him thank you? Thank you. Thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you.
Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Have your seat in God's presence. There are some things we call little mercies. When you let hear little mercies, they are great wonders that human being cannot do. But it is called little. Why they call it little mercies, I don't know. But they are all great wonders that human beings cannot do. And most of them has become normal that we don't thank God for it anymore. It's my birthday. I want to thank God. It doesn't make sense to us anymore. But for you to move 365 days and come back around. For people that are married, first year of marriage, to survive it, is a wonderful thing. And she is laughing. First year of marriage. But we thank God for all these things. Lord, we thank you. Holy Spirit, thank you for your acts, for your moves, for all you have done through us. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Last week, we were here to lay foundations about the Holy Spirit. And I remember telling you last week that if you don't understand what we taught you last week, you might not be able to enjoy the Holy Spirit. Because that is the foundation of it. Because if you misrepresent and misinterpret or misunderstand the Holy Spirit, you will not enjoy Him. And last week, He laid a solid foundation of who the Holy Spirit is. And two very important things about the Holy Spirit. Number one, the Holy Spirit is God. And number two, He is a person. And number three, we can have a relationship with Him. We can engage Him. And throughout last week, I can see various engagement calls, postings on Facebook. I was really, really excited seeing different people's posting, knowing that they are enjoying the Holy Spirit. Today and beyond, we want to move into Holy Spirit, our help. How the Holy Spirit is our help. But the first thing we want to do before we see how the Holy Spirit helps us is to look at Jesus, our perfect example, and look at His life and discover that throughout the life of Jesus, He enjoyed the help of the Holy Spirit. In fact, Jesus did not do anything apart from the help of the Holy Spirit. And we are here to learn lessons from it. That if Jesus, God in human flesh, did nothing apart from the Holy Spirit, how about us? Dust, clay, sand that we return to. How about us? We need to engage the help of the Holy Spirit. John 14. Let's just take John 14. Let's read from verse 16, Abby. 15 to 16. Let's take 16 to 18. 16 to 18. I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper. I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper to be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. You know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. And He will dwell with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. If you look at the first verse we read, it said, I will send you another helper. We need to understand what Jesus means by another helper. If I give you something and you don't like it, or you complain about it, and I tell you, I'm going to give you another one, it means two things. Another one of a different type, or another one of the same kind. When Jesus said, I will send you another helper, the Greek word for it means another helper of the same kind. I have been with you. I have helped you. Now I'm about to go. You are looking troubled. Don't worry. If I go, I will send you another helper of my kind. A helper that has my power, my substance, my nature. Not another helper of another kind. Another helper of the same kind as I am. So when the Holy Spirit is sent to us as our helper, He is a helper with the same nature and power as Jesus Christ. So whatever Jesus can do, the helper, the Holy Spirit can do for us, because He is another helper of the same kind. Please, let's understand that. Number two thing to understand is the fact that Jesus enjoyed the help of the Holy Spirit throughout his life on earth, throughout his ministry on earth. He enjoyed the help of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus, knowing that he was going, knowing how he lived on earth, knowing the temptations of earth, knowing the situation on earth, sent us the same power, the same being, the same person that helped him. Say, don't worry, I will not leave you as orphans. I'm going. Don't cry. The same person that helped me, I'm sending him to you to help you. That means on earth, the only orphans represented, recognized in heaven on earth, are people or orphans that lack the Holy Spirit. You are an orphan when you don't have the Holy Spirit. In the spiritual, you are not an orphan because you have lost your father and your mother. I will not leave you as orphans. I will send the helper, the Holy Spirit, to you. So our fathers, the abandoned them, are gone. But when we have the help of the Holy Spirit, everything is available for us. Do we understand? Another helper of his kind, the one that helps him, that made him not to miss heaven, that same person, he is sending to us to help us. Now, for us to know the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, and the Holy Spirit as our help, which we'll start looking at from today, the first thing I will always want us to do is to see this thing in the perfect example, Jesus Christ. If you look at the life of Jesus, you will see he enjoyed the help of his. Let's look at 10 different, up to 10 if it's possible. Number one, the birth of Jesus, conception of Jesus. The Holy Spirit was involved in the conception of Jesus. Luke chapter 1, verse 35. Luke chapter 1, verse 35. And the angel answered her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called holy, the Son of God. So, Jesus was born of the Holy Spirit. He enjoyed the help of Holy Spirit. Listen, apart from that, Jesus, when he was growing up into maturity, he grew up into maturity by the help of the Holy Spirit. Luke chapter 2, verse 40 and 52. Luke 2, 40. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. He was filled with wisdom, and wisdom was filled the spirit of the wisdom of God. Jump to verse 52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God. Jesus grew physically, grew spiritually, grew emotionally. In all the realms of life, he grew. How? It is by the power of Holy Spirit. How did we get this? Isaiah 11, 1 and 2. There was a prophecy that there will be a root of Jesse, and there shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his root shall bear fruit, and the Spirit of the Lord shall be upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. It is that by that wisdom that he grew in favor, in stature. You know, stature, he was well built, you know, looking handsome and tall, handsome. Oh, today is Valentine. He's looking tall, handsome, and what did they call it? What was the third one? Dark, tall, handsome. I hope you know Jesus was not a white person. Let's not go in that direction. People are just looking at me. Jesus was a brown person. I hope you know. He was a Jew now. He's from the East. He was Jew. He's from the East. He's not a white man. Christianity is not a white man religion. You are still looking at me, Abby. You don't know. It was why he was not white. Did you know there are many colors of the scammy people? He was not white. He was brown. I didn't say he was black. I said he was brown. It's a message for another day. I will come, if it's possible, I would love that at the Bible study. Preach the black presence in the Bible. Look at black. Why do you think they fought against Moses, Miriam and Aaron? What did the Bible say? Because of his Ethiopian wife. You did not read that? Let's come back where we are. I will tell you about Cosby.
Different characters in the Bible. Simon the Syrian that carried the cross and so on and so on. They were all black people. All.
At the church in Antioch was a man called Niger. In fact, two of the people at the church in Antioch were black people. They were African names. What are you talking about? Christianity grew in Africa before it reached Europe. Augustine, Saint Augustine was from Africa. They're one of the greatest theologians alive. The church is still there. The Coptic church is still in Egypt. But we have been brainwashed to think Christianity is a white man. It is not. The Christianity came to Africa before it went to the white man. But we are talking Holy Spirit. Let's come back home and not be distracted. I'm just telling you that if you don't know the Bible, they will show you the Bible. That's why people come and say, we have accepted the white man religion. Who told you Christianity is a white man religion? It's not a white man religion. If you have said that before, repent. Too. Let us go back to our past. You want to go, go alone. But please, leave your children. Let them not go to hell. But let's come back. He was helped while he was growing up by the power of Holy Spirit. Did you remember when he was baptized? Luke chapter 3, verse 21 to 22. When he was baptized, the Holy Spirit came upon him like a dove in a bodily form. When all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized, and was when the heaven were open, and heaven were open, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. So while he was being baptized, the Holy Spirit came upon him, even during temptation. Luke chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and led by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted. Even when he was tempted, the Holy Spirit was there to help him. Did you not see that? He was full of the Holy Spirit. He was led of the Holy Spirit. And he was tempted. Let nobody tell you your temptations are over when you have the Holy Spirit. The temptations are there. You are on earth. There will be trials. There will be temptations. There will be tests. But the Holy Spirit in you gives you the authority and the power to overcome. Even during temptation, the Holy Spirit was there. So during adversity, during opposition, during problems, know that the Holy Spirit is there by your side to help you. Remember what John 14, 16 to 18 said. He said he will be with you and he will be in you. So whatever you are going through, you are not alone. The Holy Spirit is with you and in you. And Jesus engaged the Holy Spirit in all aspects. All aspects of his life. Can we even talk about his public ministry? Luke 14. Luke 4. 14. And we jump to 17 and 18. And he returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee. And a report about him went out through all the surrounding country. Listen to me. The Holy Spirit is not for church. It is for living. Should I repeat myself? The Holy Spirit is not for church. The Holy Spirit is not for religion. The Holy Spirit is for living. The Holy Spirit can be applied. It can be engaged in every area of your life. Not in spirituality alone. This scripture, I have prayed it many times. You can pray this scripture in your business. If the Holy Spirit is upon the work of your hand, it will attract. Wherever the Holy Spirit is manifesting, people gather to watch. If the Holy Spirit is upon your business, and you are doing your business by the principle of the Holy Spirit, people will gather to your shop. It does not matter the number of people doing the same business in that area. They will gather. There will be something. Have you not seen it before? You want to go and buy something. You will jump many shops selling the same thing and go to a particular one. When you get there, you look at their service. It's not that the service is wonderful. It's not that the shop is wonderful. But there is something that keeps pulling you there. It could be anything. It could be service. It could be anything. It could be the other kind of power. It could be the power of the Holy Spirit. You can make a difference wherever you are. When the power of the Holy Spirit is upon you, a report about you will go everywhere. And people always gather. You see, Jesus' public ministry was based
on the power of the Holy Spirit. Verse 17 to 18. Verse 17 to 18. Same look for 17 to 18. And the scroll of prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. Who comes to my shop and I meet in the taxi and I meet on the road. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives." Captives in financial difficulties. Captives under the devil. Captives under any kind of things. And recovering of sight to the blind. And set at liberty all those who are oppressed. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for the Lord was with him. Even the public ministry of Jesus was done by the power of Holy Ghost. How about the miracles of Jesus? Matthew 12:28. The miracles of Jesus were done by the empowerment of the Holy Ghost. How about the atoning work of Jesus on the cross? Hebrews 9:14. Even Jesus was helped on the cross by the Holy Ghost. Listen to me. If Jesus needed the Holy Spirit, who are you not to need him? No wonder we are failing. No wonder we are weak. No wonder we have knowledge without experience. No wonder our knowledge is not producing results. What is the difference between CRS teacher and a pastor? Holy Spirit. Their textbook is the same. Their results are different. A CRS teacher that will make a difference in school must have the Holy Spirit. A teacher, a class teacher, a civic education, any kind of teacher that will make a difference in a school must have the Holy Spirit. A civil servant that will make a difference in a place of work must have the Holy Spirit. There is something that differentiates you from others. And we are there training others in backbiting. I have had a boss before that rules by rumor. You just go to the office, you tell him one rumor like this, he will give you maybe foreign training because you have come to tell him. So before you know it, people just go on. You don't need that. You need the Holy Spirit. He will help you. He will be there for you. You don't need to pull any down to rise. You don't need to pull anyone down to rise. In your DNA are people that keep rising like the star. See, listen to me. If you have the Holy Spirit in you, if only the sun can be covered from shining, can you be stopped from shining if you have the Holy Spirit in you? If only. And it is not possible. If only the sun can be stopped from shining and the moon from coming up, you are of a covenant. You are unstoppable by the power of the Holy Spirit. He is the seal of a covenant. He is the guarantee of a covenant. It's just a matter of time. All the people that thought they have gone ahead of you by the screaming of the words, watch out. They will soon report to you. It's a matter of time. By the power of the Holy Spirit. We don't engage what the world engage. We engage the power of the Holy Spirit. Even in his death. The Holy Spirit was there helping him. And his death was his assignment. Even in your assignment, in your place of work, even your assignment, in your career, in your ministry, at work, at school, in church, whatever is in your hands, the Holy Spirit is there to help you. Did you know, sir, man, that it was the Holy Spirit that resurrected Jesus from his dead? Romans 8:11. Romans 8:11. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Number one, who is the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead? The Holy Spirit. If he dwells in you, please, does he dwell in you? Hello, does he dwell in you?
If you understand what I'm saying, please answer me. Who is the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead? What's his name? Holy Spirit. If he dwells in you, does he dwell in you? Okay, so we know the Holy Spirit resurrected Jesus from the dead. And because we are born again, he dwells in us. Abi, do we have an agreement? Okay, now let's see. If that is he, can we read together? He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead
will also give life to your mortal bodies
through his spirit who dwells what? Who dwells? Therefore, you can speak to the sickness in your body and ask it to be. Because the spirit that resurrected Jesus from the dead lives in you. Is that sense you that when Jesus shouted, Lazarus, come forth, is the spirit that came upon a decayed, decomposing body and it came alive, no matter your situation, by the power of the Holy Spirit, when you speak it, it comes alive. It comes alive. And it dwells in our mortal bodies. He gives strength in our weakness. He gives health to our body. People might complain that we are not dying now. We are living long life in prosperity and in good health by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus was not running, carry me, carry me, carry me, carry me, carry me, yeah, my back, oh, carry me, carry. The first time I hear Bishop Oyedepo say, I was like, what, which man is this? Have you ever seen Jesus say, carry me to hospital? Yeah. I think, like, what, why is this man talking like? But later, I started having an understanding. Whatever is not found in the body of Jesus must not be found in you. The difference, Jesus has the Holy Spirit in him, and you have the Holy Spirit in you. We pray for ourselves. Lift your heart and up. Lift your heart and up. Everybody, everything that is tied in our lives, let them receive life. Can we pray for yourself? Anything dying in my body, in my life, whatever I've missed, whatever I've lost, let there be a resurrection. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. When I was preparing for this last week and today's service, the Lord was just giving me a scripture. But I did not have time to look for it. I knew that scripture very well. I did not have time to look for it. So I didn't take it last week. Today, before coming, I didn't look for it also. But before I came, one of my people came to talk to me about the dream he had and what the Lord did about it. And now understood. No wonder God was giving me that scripture since last week. Let's check Isaiah 32:15 and let's pray with it. Isaiah 32:15. I need you to pray with everything in you. Can we read this girl? Until the Spirit, can we read this girl? And the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is dim. Is what we are saying is this. If there's anything dry in your life, when the Holy Spirit comes upon it, the Holy Spirit changes it. Are you here? Is there any area of your life that has been called dry? As the medical doctor declare you dry in an area, by the Holy Spirit, when it comes upon the wilderness becomes a forest. Hello, are we here? Lift your two hands up. Say, Holy Spirit, rain on me. Turn every dryness to fruitfulness. Rain on me. Turn every dryness to fruitfulness. Holy Spirit, rain on me. Turn every wilderness to a forest. Can you pray, Holy Spirit? Rain on me, rain on me, rain on me. Turn every wilderness to a fruitful ground. Turn every wilderness to a forest. Holy Spirit, rain on me. In the name of Jesus, we come by the Spirit of God. We come by the Spirit. We come by the Spirit of God. We put an end to every dryness in every trial of your life. Begin to boom, bloom, blow up, flourish, boom, boom,
boom, blossom, boom, blossom, boom, 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 blossom, boom, boom, blossom, flourish, 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 and it dry area of your life. Let the dry tree become fruitful. Let it become green. Let it bear fruits. Can we pray together and say, every dry tree in my life, become green, become fruitful. This year, this year, this year, become green, become fruitful. Every dryness, any dry tree in my life, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I don't know if you have this experience before, where somebody uses something to hit a tree, bah! And you come another day and you see it as dry. Anybody have seen that before? You have not seen. Okay, most of you are Abuja-based people, or you are hiding the identity of your village from me. I've seen secondary school mates, when we are secondary school, that will they have a belt, a native belt. He knows them very well. He was shaking his head. That they will remove the thing and say, if I hit him with this, you will see what I will show you. And they go to a tree and they hit the tree. Bah! And you thought it's a joke, but you come back a week, the tree has dried up. Why am I saying this? You might have dried up by the hand of an evil person, but it doesn't matter. Hello, are you here? By the Holy Spirit, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Any tree
that is dried up by the hands of the enemy in your life, let it become fruitful now. Let it become clean. Let it become fruitful. Let it bear fruit. In the name of Jesus.
It doesn't matter if an enemy has done it. Let it become fruitful. In the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter if it's your error, your mistake, your negligence. It doesn't matter if it is your sin. It doesn't matter if it is you. Hear the word of the Lord. Let there be a resurrection. 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 In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Our sins put us into trouble. Our sins make the anger of God to come upon us. Our sins make the judgment of God come upon us. But sometimes when grace is available, God overlooks our sins. He went to the man that had been at the pool of Bethesda for 38 years. His sin kept him there. He hid him. Did not talk about the sin. He just hid him. The following day, he saw him and said, don't see anymore. That such a worse thing might not come upon you. Listen, sometimes we can't engage the Holy Spirit because of guilt. Forget the guilt. It's the work of darkness. He wants you to come the way you are. If we feel guilty and can't come to Christ, none of us will be saved. Your guilt, feeling of guilt, is to draw you near to God. Listen, God, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, is not like human being that looks down on you because of your present sin. They were sinners before they were saved also. No matter your state now, whatever caused it, come to Jesus. He doesn't want you to stay there. He wants to help. Stretch your two hands. I pray for you. By the blood of Jesus, any error, any mistake you have made in the past, that you are suffering the consequences, any error, any mistake, any sin of your forefathers, of your parents, of yourself, the consequence of which you are facing, by the power of the blood of Jesus, let them be taken away. Let the Holy Spirit make a way for you. Let the Holy Spirit fight your battles. Any dryness as a result of this thing, let the Holy Spirit bring a redemption. Let the Holy Spirit bring a resurrection. In the name of Jesus, let your life bloom. Let your life boom. Let your life blossom. Let your life flourish. Let your life be fruitful. In the name of Jesus, you are coming back to life. You are coming back to life. In the name of Jesus. So Jesus was helped by the Holy Spirit. And because of that, it was as Jesus was saying, hey, disciple, listen to me. When I was on earth, it was the Holy Spirit that helped me. Now that I'm going away, I am going to send to you the one that helped me. Make sure you don't leave Jerusalem until he comes upon you. Listen to me. Make sure you don't start that business until he comes upon you. Make sure he don't start that ministry until he helps you. Make sure and be sure he's the one leading you before you start anything on earth. Don't be opportunity led. Don't be problem-led. Don't be idea-led. Be Holy Spirit-led. They tell you, if there's a problem and you solve it, you have money. God is the art. People that are problem solvers make it. Yes, so there's not every problem that is your own to solve. Some of the problems that you are not called to solve, that you want to solve, now he will kill you. Know the one he has sent you for. Be spirit led. I'll come to that in the future when we talk about the role of Holy Spirit in your work, the help of Holy Spirit in your work. Don't be money led. There is money in that business. Let me go and learn it. That is where the money is. If that is where the money, everyone doing the business would have been making money there. It is those that are led by the Spirit of God that are called the sons of God. Four relationships that Jesus had with the Spirit. Let's quickly look at that and pray. Four relationships. Number one relationship. Luke chapter 4 verse 1. Two relationships there. Luke chapter 4 verse 1. And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness. Number one relationship. He was led by the Spirit. He was led by the Spirit. Let's look at Romans 8:14. Romans 8:14. Romans 8:14. Can we all read together? For all who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons. One of the ways we know the children, the sons of God, the children of God, is that they are not led by money, not led by idea, not led by what people say, not led by what people expect. They are led by the Holy Spirit. Jesus led by the Holy Spirit. As for all that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. You must have a relationship with the Holy Spirit where the Holy Spirit leads you. Number two, relationship. Luke chapter 4 verse 1. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit. You must be filled and be full of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5:18. Ephesians 5:18. And do not be drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. Listen to me. If you, that word filled in the Spirit is present continual. The right interpretation is be being filled with the Spirit. Present continual. See, many of us received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and that was the end. It is the beginning of a Spirit-filled life. You will be filled. Be being filled. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. You can be filled with the Holy Spirit 1,000 times before you die after the baptism. After I preach today, I'll become very empty and tired an hour from now. As tired as anything. I can't wake up tomorrow and minister that strength. I need a fresh feeling. A fresh feeling to come back to position to do. Or else I'll be ministering out of the flesh to you. You must be filled. That's how we say, yesterday's gone. Today I'm in it. Holy Ghost. You need a new feeling for each day because the challenges are different. The Holy, Jesus, full of the Spirit, continually filled. He was always praying all night. Be filled in the Spirit. You need the relation of being filled. You need to be led. You need to be filled. The third relation you need to be with me that Jesus has, you need to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. Matthew 12:28. If I cast out demons by the power of the Spirit, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. He did every miracle by the power of the Spirit, by Holy Spirit empowerment. So miracles of work, miracles at work, miracles of business, miracles at business is by the power of the Holy Spirit. The last one, he was anointed by the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 10 verse 38, he was anointed. So four relationships we need to have with the Holy Spirit. Number one, we should be led by the Spirit. Number two, we should be filled by the Spirit, starting with the baptism with the Holy Spirit. Number three, we should be empowered with the Spirit. Number four, we should be anointed. If there's those four, there's a five. Jara, you pay for that. Jara, you rejoice in the Spirit. Jesus arose and he rejoiced in the Spirit. You can rejoice in the Spirit no matter the circumstances. is the Holy Spirit that makes you rejoice and smile when everything is upside down. People look at you and say, ah, I envy you. I envy you. Thank God for the grace of God upon your life. It's the Holy Spirit that helps us before these things. Before we close, we want to ask Him for His help. And His help in these four areas. We are going to teach those four areas into details in the future. How to be led by the Spirit. How to be anointed by the Spirit. How to be empowered by the Spirit. How to be filled with the Spirit. We'll take all those things in the future. But now, you can't wait for that time. You need to be led. You need to be filled. You need to be empowered. You need to be anointed. Lift your hands, sing. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe.
Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh
is your name, breathe,
Lord. Just breathe your name.
Just breathe your name upon me,
breathe. Just breathe your name.
Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Bring your name upon me,
breathe.
Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh is your name, breathe.
Just breathe your name.
Just breathe your name upon me, breathe.
Lift your two hands up, let's pray. Holy Spirit, breathe on me. Breathe on me. Breathe on every area of my life. Breathe on my body. Breathe on my family. Breathe on my spirit. Breathe upon the work of my hand. Breathe upon my husband. Breathe upon my wife. Breathe upon my children. Holy Spirit, the helper, the one that helps Jesus. I cannot do without you. Breathe upon me. 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 Can we pray? Holy Spirit, help me. 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 May I not lack your help. Holy Spirit, may I not lack your help. May I not lack your help. Holy Spirit, may I not lack your help. I receive the help of the Holy Spirit. I receive the help of the Spirit. I receive the help of the Spirit. I receive the help of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We are going to pray. Holy Spirit, lead me. I've shared with you a friend of me, of mine, that was in the motor park waiting for a car. And normally, cars pass in this direction. Cars pass in this direction. And then he was there and he heard the voice, move. He heard the voice, move. He was looking at the direction where cars come from. Move. And he moved. When he moved, he heard the noise. Yeah! People shouting. He has moved. The car swept. He has moved. He heard the Spirit of the Lord move. I shared with you a member of this church. He's no longer in this church. Has traveled by marriage. Marriage took him away from the church. Was in Wuse Market. Was looking for vehicle to come to Kubwa. No vehicle. Then, you know, when you are staying where there is vehicle for Kubwa, and you know this where Kubwa vehicle is, and something told you cross the road and go to the other side where Nyanya. Maraba cars, it doesn't make sense. So she crossed the road with yam and some load on his head. After crossing the road and she turned, a car came and cleared all the people that were standing with her away. Clear. The leading of the Holy Spirit sometimes does not make sense. Kubwa bus is here. Go to where they take Maraba bus when you are going to Kubwa. When we say Holy Spirit, lead me, you have to understand though. Sometimes it looks humanly stupid. You will look at it. If you now depend on what will people say if I do this? Would they not? Don't live by your life by what people say. As many that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Are we here? One of my guys was sharing how they started their business. After they registered business name and want to start. The wife said, the Lord spoke to them and said, give 1 million naira as a seed.
He said, Bro, when people tell you the Lord loves a cheerful giver, they don't know sacrificial giving. No. He said, when I was bringing the 1 million naira check, he said, I was crying. God. But I heard God. Today is history. They are multi-billionaires today. It's history. It doesn't make sense. You want to start business. The money you need for business, you now heard something say, give it. I bind the devil. I bind the devil. When you are led by the Spirit, there is peace. There is peace. There is peace. The first 1 million naira the Lord asked me to give was years ago. When I gave that money, when my family gave that money, it was how many percentage of our salary? Hearing testimony of everybody, I thought after we have given it, things will just happen the way it's happening for everybody. He gave it. Nothing seems to be happening. Today, the rest is history. It's history. It is history. By the leading of a spirit. By the leading of a spirit. By the leading of a spirit. Lift your two hands to him and say, Father, lead me. Give me the heart to obey you. Lead me. Lead me. Lead me. Lead me. Lead me. Holy Spirit, lead me. Let's just dwell on leading. Let's just dwell on leading. May I not miss your voice. In everything I do, Holy Spirit, may I not miss your voice. May I not miss your voice. Holy Spirit, anything I do, may I not miss your voice. May I not miss your voice. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Remember, I told you the first 1 million that I gave, well, I think it was around 15 years ago. At that time, it did not yield anything that I was expecting. I was not wise enough at that time. I thought people check testimony. I didn't know. I will teach on that lesson. How God blesses you when you give to Him. And Lord, I pray for your people. We ask for wisdom. We ask that we hear you clearly and accurately. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. When we're praying at the beginning of the year, I had some encounters with the Lord. And the Lord told me some strange things. You know, there are some He told me, and He put strength in front of Him. One of the days, I think I was still praying. I was still in that moment of prayer, or after immediately I finished prayer, and then the Lord told me something, and somebody called me. I never expected the person. The person called me and said, Pastor, I want to share something with you. And what the Lord told me He was going to be doing this year in the life of the people, strange occurrences, strange blessings, strange breakthroughs. Immediately, I think while I was still praying, or after I left, the man called me. And he shares what God has started. Today, the man called me. It has been concluded. Great blessings that the family has never imagined in their destiny. I pray for everybody here. You have served God. You have obeyed Him. You have heard Him. You have followed Him. Every blessing that is attached to obedience, let the Lord release unto you. In the name Lord Jesus, we thank you, we glorify you. Can we take one more prayer?
Holy Spirit, help me to obey you. Even when it looks strange and stupid. Help me to obey you. Even when it looks strange and stupid. Help me to obey you. Help me to obey you. My helper. Help me to obey you. Even when it looks strange and stupid. We bless you. We honor your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you.